Tuesday, June 15th. Big thing today was still the New York Times story follow-up as they go on running it. And the whole thing builds. Substantively, Mitchell went ahead last night with his request to them to cease publication. They refused. So today he went for an injunction, got a temporary restraining order, and will probably be able to get an injunction. And then, after meeting with the president this afternoon, decided to file criminal charges, which I guess he'll do tomorrow. So we're pretty much in the soup on the whole thing now. The real problem is to try to establish clearly that the administration's interest here is in the violation of top secret classifications rather than in the release of this particular material. The problem otherwise is that we're going to be tied into it and get blamed for the same kind of deception that was practiced by the Johnson administration. President dictated a memo to me this morning issuing orders that there is to be no contact, no interviews or answers to inquiries or anything of that sort by any member of the White House staff from the New York Times, and that this applies to any request at any time unless there's express permission from the president otherwise, which he does not intend to grant. I called all of the key staff members and covered them on this. And interestingly enough, they all agreed that it was the right idea. He also felt that we should launch an attack on the Times. For example, a Goldwater could take them on, saying this isn't the right way to handle this kind of thing, that it was a reckless disclosure of secrets and a shocking breach of security. We're going to push him to try and do it. The other point he wanted us to emphasize was that this is a family quarrel of another administration, that they're washing their dirty linen in public and that we aren't going to get into it, but we do believe in the security of secret documents and we'll have to enforce that. His principal interest was in our trying to get some one person in charge to develop a basic position and handle our planning and our attack on this with an overall basic posture. He feels we need to get across the idea of the disloyalty to the country evidenced by the Times in some hard-hitting speeches in Congress, making the point that they're putting the press interest above the national interest. Also that we have nothing to hide, that this is all relates to the Kennedy-Johnson conduct of the war, that we have developed a new policy and that our policy is working. Henry says we'll probably drop the Midway visit now. He no longer is pushing for it, and the president seems to be slacking off, so if we can get out of doing it with two, we'll drop it, since nobody on our side now wants to do it. Henry's quite optimistic about all the rest of his initiatives and feels that we don't need this on top of all the rest.
He had Dobrynin in today
present some proposal of no significance to the president and feels that the way things are rolling along, it's all going to come together. Today was Willy Brandt's visit, and the president had a meeting with him this morning, which he considered pretty much a waste of time. Then a black tie stag dinner tonight. End of June 15th.